Hey y'all, it's your girl Who Swirls, Chris Karazin from Beyond Black and White. I'm coming at you with some commentary. In about 2 weeks, there's going to be a movie released, which is sort of a docudrama of NWA, which was Niggas with Attitudes. It's called Straight Outta Compton. And I wrote a piece today that's gotten a lot of attention titled, No Self-Respecting Black Woman Should Watch Straight Outta Compton. And I absolutely stand by my statement, and I fully understand that despite the arguments that I gave for the reasons of why black women should not be watching it, first thing is that NWA were the pioneers of gangster rap. They patented the whole, you know, calling black women bitches and hoes, and the utter degradation of black women and dismissal of our humanity, treating us as objects. All of these men are responsible for the entree of that type of language that was brought into hip hop. Now, just a little background, so you know that I'm not just, you know, talking out of my the side of my mouth. I was there. I was born in 1973 when Eazy-E and NWA came out. It was around 86, 87. I was about 13, 14 years old. So this was, you know, this was the music that we were listening to. So, and I was guilty too, because I was like cruising down the street in my 6'4", cocking the freak. You know, I was bopping my head to that, but I did not know at 13, 14 years old, I did not recognize what I was helping to usher into the public consciousness. I did not know the ramifications of what this group was going to do, not only to just black women and girls, but to the entire black community. Because let me tell you something, because I was there, I had heard all of the conscious hip hop that was out at the time. Public Enemy, Tribe Called Quest, Q-Tip, Digital Underground, you know, Run-DMC, like Eric B. and Rakim, EPMD. Those were all the groups that I listened to. And believe me, like, we were, you know, saying the word. So I knew a lot of what they were saying was conscious. And the distinction and the reason why NWA became distinct was because they called black women hoes and bitches and glorified selling drugs and glorified killing their own people. How many times can you even imagine that their music was playing when some innocent baby got shot sleeping in their crib because they shot up a house? And it really, it's not even just about degrading black women. Obviously that's my focus because that's my focus. And I'm unapologetic about that, but it also degraded black men. And it gave the message that, you know, you sagging your pants and going to jail and being a criminal and, just generally being like an anti, you know, establishment, drug dealing killer was something to aspire to. And these men, it wasn't just about the music. People say all the time that NWA was just speaking their, you know, what their surroundings were like. They were just rapping about their own experiences. And that's been used as a defense. Rappers who have degraded black women have done so pretty much without any major backlash from any organization, because for one, nobody gives a shit about who insults black women. We are essentially without any sort of organized protection. So we make an easy shot. It's easy for people to degrade us because there's nobody out there, you know, holding up picket signs to this. And even our black leaders, quote unquote black leaders, like Jesse Jackson and, you know, white feminists who say that they hold solidarity with us, have given rappers like NWA a pass, and they have contributed to some of the most ugliest things in our community. They have perpetuated colorism and stereotypes, and we can talk, and I'll give you guys the link to the casting call for Straight Outta Compton, which the casting was not just by some hapless white woman. It was under the direction and approval of the producers of that movie, which were, you know, Ice Cube, Dr. Dre. They were all very much a part of the casting of this movie. And they graded women on the top shelf. The top shelf women were long natural hair, curvy bodies, could be, you know, white, Asian, Latina, Arab. And then the second tier was like the Beyonce type, but she had to have, you know, the real hair. She had to look like Beyonce. So you've got the white women at the top of the hierarchy. Does that sound familiar? You have the white women, the Asian women, the Arab women at the top of the black man's beauty hierarchy. And then second comes the Beyonce types. Those are the light-skinned, you know, mixed-looking. And then you have the lower tier, which I would have been in, you know, except for, you know, they wanted to portray a certain thing. So they wanted a dark-skinned, medium-brown, overweight character. Like, they actually say character. And they might as well have just said caricature, because they wanted a cartoon of a black woman. They wanted to perpetuate the stereotypes. And these are the men who are creating this movie that are working to perpetuate the stereotypes of the women who look like them. And then they're going to make money off of perpetuating those stereotypes, and they want people like me and you to go see the movie because their story should be told, that this is part of history, this is their art, and why are you hating? At least these black people are making money. Unbelievable. And the thing that breaks my heart the most is that there's so many black women who are rushing to defend NWA. Like, the NWA sold us out like the African chieftains sold out their prisoners and sold them into slavery. That's what NWA did to black women. And the fact that some of you black women are so committed to defending these men makes me sad for you, because you, as a black woman, have come to expect that it's okay to be talked to in that way. You, as a black woman, have come to accept that you are a second-class citizen. You, as a black woman, have come to accept that your own men think that other races, any other race of woman, is better than you and is more beautiful than you. So I have to extend my pity to you, because you know not what you do. And I really feel sorry for you. Now, the reason why I'm talking on this channel about NWA is because I know that there's a lot of non-black men who visit my channel and have an appreciation for black women. In fact, 34% of my audience are men. They're men. So there's a lot of men who are watching my channel, and what I want to say to you is that we in and of ourselves, we Black women in and of ourselves, probably don't have much of a voice in protesting and boycotting this movie. I hold no illusions that this movie will probably be number one at the box office despite what I do. However, you non-Black men who have an appreciation and love for Black women, I'm asking you to step up. I'm asking you to make a decision to not see this movie because you honor us and you want to defend our honor, and you're not going to enrich the men who oppress us. And that goes for Black men too. I mean, Black men watch my channel too, and you guys say you love Black women, then I ask you too, don't see this movie. Do not line the pockets of people who hate you, who want to see your, who elevate everybody else except for you, who glorify violence and have blood on their hands. Suge Knight, who was once part of NWA, is in jail again for murder, running over a guy not once but twice. That man is a sociopath. Dr. Dre has beaten women, and that's been well documented. There's no excuse for these men. There's no excuse. And the people who say that, well, it's just art and it just is and this was their experience, you know, whatever. Hitler was an artist. Not every story in the hood should be told. You know, not every negative thing that happens, not every evil person who has imposed evil upon people story should be told. They are not entitled to my coins, and they're not going to get my coins. And I'm going to use whatever piddly platform that I have to tell other people to wake up and look at who is oppressing you. These men, we talk about slavery and how people long dead have oppressed us, but these people are still alive. These people have ushered the age of Black women ain't shit. Like, these men are responsible. I mean, there is a direct arrow from them to there, and they're very, very much still alive, and they're very much still taking your money. Thank you very much. Why are we doing this? And again, I don't hold any illusions that this movie is going to be a hit. I expect for the people who hate Black women to watch this movie. I expect that Black women who have been beaten down so much and think that they expect bad treatment to go ahead and watch the movie. I also fully expect people who are completely apathetic to the plight of Black women and the chaos that is going on in the Black community to watch this movie because they just don't give a shit. They want to be entertained. But again, you know, I have my notes here because I didn't want to miss anything. One thing, too, that I'm kind of shocked about is that these men essentially are murderers. They have been very clear in their music that they have killed people. I'm kind of shocked at how Black people are so willing to accept the murderers that look like them. They're so willing to absolve the murderers and the people who have destroyed communities just because they're Black. If any other race of men did this, we would be up in arms. We would be marching. We would not allow this to be. But because those men who call us bitches and hoes and disgusting and elevate every other woman and treat Black women like the scum on the bottom of their shoes, because they're Black, we give them a pass. No other race of man would dishonor their collective women like this. Now, are there ratchet Black women? Yes, there are. Are there classy Black women? Yes, there are. But thanks to NWA, we're all bitches. We're all hoes. There is no distinction. I am no better than Bunquisha and Sashana Nikwa, with a litter of children. I am just as much as a bitch and a hoe as she is. So make no mistake, women, when you say they're not talking about me. Oh yes, they are talking about you. They are talking about you. So, in closing, I hope that I've gotten through, even if I've gotten through to, you know, a few hundred people, maybe those few hundred people will tell their friends and family, and maybe it'll be a few thousand people. So far, I seem to be the only Black female blogger with the level of platform that I have that has taken this on, and I surely do expect you trolls to come in here and call me a bitch and a hoe and a bedwench, and how dare I say anything. I know you're coming. You always come. But I have said my piece. And again, for the men who love Black women, and that goes for Black, white, yellow, red, green, purple polka dots, for the men who say that you love us, stand up for us. Here's your chance. Here's your chance to show your honor and defend the honor of the women that you say that you love. And after you do that, I want to give you a big old kiss. Mwah! Mwah! Thank you. Thank you. All right, guys. Bye.